Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves. You're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry with Bahamas and USA.
So yesterday on segment 17, we were watching a video and discussing there are times where you want to do something to someone and you think, well, they deserve it on principle alone.
Yes.
But maybe you don't do it because, yes, they deserve it on principle, but your behavior is not mandated. And I asked you guys that, and you were confused by the question. And so then I clarified, and we watched a video where, in New York, a fire truck is double parked next to a car that's parked near a fire hydrant. And at first look, before we hit play, it looks like the car is in front of the fire hydrant. But then, as the fireman takes, looks like the tool they use to open the fire hydrant and starts smashing
thing.
Out the window on the passenger side of the car. It was then that we began to realize that the car was nearly in front of the fire hydrant and they could have easily run the hose around the front of the car. And then, in addition to smashing out the passenger side, rather than then reaching in and hitting the unlock button, they smashed out the driver's side too.
Yeah, it was completely unnecessary. And it wasn't a matter of they could have gone around the front of the car. They didn't have to go around the car at all.
No.
There was a straight line from the fire hydrant to the truck.
To the pump.
The car was close, but
it was not in front of the fire.
It wasn't in front of it. There wasn't yellow curbs.
So segment 17, for those who don't know, is the bonus video / audio podcast that is available for Fancy Idiots. Then after, as we were discussing this, we were discussing fire service and firefighting, and Maitland had this question.
Now, this might be a dumb question, but if there's a fire hydrant right there and a truck, does the truck need to use the water that's in the truck?
Well,
or does the water travel from the hydrant through the truck and
I
the hoses?
That's
and
a
then...
pump truck,
yeah.
I think.
This isn't
so
a
gets
truck
the water
with water
from
in
the,
it.
And it might have a little bit of
from
water
the
in
hydrant.
It.
Hydrant.
But they're not. It's not enough to fight a fire.
Yeah, they would run
so,
it through.
Okay.
Yeah.
So fire trucks always need fire hydrants?
Well, like
no,
where
no,
I grew
no,
up
not every
the,
fire. Some,
growing
some
up
are
in the country,
tanker trucks.
They had, like for our local fire department that my uncle was a volunteer on, they had a tanker truck. And
got
then
it.
I think they had a couple. And then they had a couple pump trucks and then one like rescue vehicle. Mm-hmm. So they'd have the pump truck or the tanker trucks full or one. And that would go out. And then if they needed more because there's no fire hydrants, they'd go to people's pools and pump water
like
out of
a lake
pool.
Or
pools
something.
Yeah. Lakes. Yeah, I'll see the local fire departments, some of the places where there's an area near the river where I'll see them putting
really?
The hoses in.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I remember watching the video during some of those California wildfires a couple of years ago where the helicopters with the scoops, like the big bucket,
yeah.
they would
scoop out of
they
pools.
Would go to, yeah, they would go to somebody's backyard and whoop,
dang,
pick it up.
Really?
And then, yeah, I think we played it.
Another stupid question.
Okay. So, Tommy, would you deem that question that Maitland asked a dumb question? You didn't hear that yesterday on segment 17. You were in a meeting talking about words.
I was talking about words, and I don't think the words that Maitland said were stupid. I think that was a pretty valid question.
I didn't
Thank
think
you,
so either.
No.
But then right after that, she said the same thing. I have another stupid question you heard.
Another stupid question.
No stupid question.
Keep coming.
Isn't pool water flammable?
Okay. So I had just said, there are no stupid questions. And then Maitland said, boy, when you hear it back and it's just one sentence, isn't pool water flammable? Tommy, you want to take a crack at our answer and take a guess?
Maitland.
Now, how does this feel? Because on segment 17 yesterday, I think it was Kelly or Steve said, we got to make Tommy answer this because him and Maitland don't know science. Remember, you guys both thought clouds couldn't come out at night. And then Tommy immediately laughed in your face, which means he's now your science superior.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, this is a good moment for one of us. Is water flammable? You tell me.
Pool water. Pool water.
You think the chlorine makes it flammable?
Yes.
Should we find out?
Well, let's hear our answers, Tommy, in case she's okay, starting fair. To plant a seed of doubt.
Isn't pool water flammable? It's got all that chemicals in it.
Wait, what?
Like, you shouldn't use pool water to fight fires. It's,
I remember a while ago when I said there are no stupid questions.
I think they're thinking of Lake Erie in the 1970s.
Or do you think just like the chemicals are diluted? Because like if
pools were flammable, we would occasionally hear stories of someone smoking near one and the whole thing catching on fire. I have never heard that in my life.
Yeah.
Have I seen a warning that says, do not smoke near this flammable pool. Would anyone let their kids go into a pool that could catch on fire?
A real drag having citronella candles nearby or smoking a cigarette on an inflatable.
We had a lot of fun.
That was a fun segment 17.
Yeah,
that really was.
Doing that and Mike Buck.
I'll never forget the tragedy of 84. When my Aunt Joanne was smoking a cigarette on a fun island.
And that wasn't very fun.
And the neighborhood exploded.
R.I.P. Aunt Joanne.
When Chernobyl happened, a lot of people thought somebody had thrown a cigarette in a pool.
Oh.
But it was actually a nuclear disaster. Mm-hmm. But at first, people were like, did you hear that?
Yeah,
I bet an above-ground pool exploded to space.
The flammability is the only reason Michael Phelps doesn't smoke.
Yeah. This pool's on fire! Dump some gas on it!
I thought it was a valid question. Excuse me.
Was there any moment later in the day where that popped into your head and you went, oh, damn it.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I would do that.
Well,
because we didn't even pretend we weren't going to play it again today.
No.
Immediately, no. Like 5 seconds after what we played for you, we went, well, we're playing that tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. No such thing as a stupid question, friends.
Do you think, and I'm not, this is going to sound naturally insulting because it's out of my mouth and I have a tone. Do you think that's the dumbest question you've ever asked?
Absolutely not.
No?
No.
Do you know the dumbest question
you've
ever asked?
I don't think so, but I know it exists.
By the way, I'm sure it wouldn't take very much digging or me asking the audience for people to think of dumb questions that I have asked. Howings, you've asked dumb questions.
Absolutely.
Steve, you've asked dumb questions.
Definitely.
I mean, that's the worst, obviously, but I mean, we've all done it. That's what I'm...
My roommate keeps a list on her phone of like dumb things or stupid things or just funny things I say. And I guess one of the first ones on there is, how long do you think it takes a pack of ants to eat an Oreo?
I want to see this list.
Right?
A pack of ants to eat. So not an ant to eat a pack of Oreos.
No.
But a pack of ants to eat one Oreo.
Yeah. Okay.
Did anybody else, when they were a kid, catch bugs and throw them on top of an anthill so you could see what would happen?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
No.
I want to look like a serial killer now.
I mean, we used to throw rocks at anthills just to make them mad.
Like we'd have like the little ants that would come up out of the concrete in the tool shed. And so if one of those like tentworm caterpillars was crawling, I would go and just move it so it crawled right through there. And next thing you know, a living lunch for those ants.
Mm-hmm.
This is farm fun, right, Maitland?
Mm-hmm. Yeehaw.
Indeed.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on 2 purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.